Hello, and welcome to Forward Church Online. In this weekly podcast, we hope that you'll have an encounter with God through inspired teaching and discover practical ways to help you live a life of purpose. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
And give God praise. Can we not do that? It is about Him, isn't it? Isn't it about the Lord Jesus? Wow. My goodness. Father, thank You. We are so, so encouraged. Thank You. Wow. Turn to someone as you're seated and say, it's about time. It's about time. And I hope that you know you're at the right place at the right time. Because the Lord's here. The Lord is here. So I want you to get ready for what God's going to do in this house this morning, all right? Let's say it together, because He is present. That's not bad. That's not bad. I guess some of us are still fighting through Sunday morning. Because He is present,
He is present.
And I'm here, it's time.
It's time.
Okay. Okay. So in our intercessory prayer time this morning, Bradley and Amy, the word of the Lord came through an intercessor, not knowing anything. God gave them this word, glitches. And we began to pray about that home. And God is going to white out and correct the glitches. And it's going to be done supernaturally. Give the Lord praise in this house. You guys said it was about time. Josh, you're on fire. You're on fire. Don't let anyone try to put out the fire of God in your life. Let's give the Lord praise in this place. Come on, church. In our intercessory prayer time this morning, someone began talking about miracles, and the Lord gave this nugget to me, and I want to share it with you. If you want to walk in the miraculous, you're going to have to get out of the boat. Who desires to walk in the miraculous? I invite you to stand up. If you're willing to get out of the boat, that's where the miracles are. Come on now. Come on now. Interested in walking in the miracles that God says you can walk in, you got to be willing to get out of the boat. And then as you're seated, turn to somebody and say, what you doing? Because there are going to be those who are going to try to keep you in the boat. And it may not be here in this house, but there will be those who will try to keep you in the boat. You guys said you said it was time, so let's just enjoy time in His presence. Wyatt, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me this morning and said that He has gifted you, He has endowed you with incredible gifts. If you'll give everything to Him, you will be amazed at what God's going to do in your life academically and athletically. He's waiting on you. Give God praise. Come on, church. See, we all know how to go to church, for those of us that have been around the church. But when God begins to show up, we don't know what to, like, what do we do with this? How do I roll with this? I'm used to just coming in and having a little worship and hear a little scripture and hear a little message. And I make a decision if I want to receive it or not, which is true. But then when the Spirit of the Lord begins to break out among us, we go, what do we do with this? Well, what have you been doing with what you have to begin with? So let's enjoy the presence of the Lord this morning. Amen? So, Bernadette, the Spirit of the Lord has been speaking to me. And as I warmly greeted you this morning, the Spirit of the Lord said, she is faithful and I'm going to reward her diligence. Because she is faithful to me. Let's give the Lord praise in the house. Go Bernadette. For some of you that are on pause right now, let me help you out. I listen to Tom Dooley every, that's not Vince Dooley's brother, sorry. for all those that don't like Georgia. Back in the day, Vince Dooley was the dog. He was the headmaster up there in Georgia. Some of you remember some of those games at the Gator Bowl when Florida and Georgia used to get together back in that era. So I don't know if Tom Dooley is related to Vince Dooley, but I've been listening every day, by the way. You can too. You can go online to the 1 Year Bible audio, and you can listen to the Old Testament, the New Testament, Psalms, and Proverbs. And in between each passage, Tom gives nuggets. So if you are struggling, and some of you are, and I know that, in your devotional life, I'll explain that in just a moment. I just gave you a tool that you can use also. We're all doing it in our family. We go to the 1 Year Bible online audio with Tom Dooley, and some of you are already starting to write it down. He reads the Old Testament, he reads the New Testament, he breaks down a psalm, and he breaks down a proverb. If you do it every day for a single year, you can go all the way through the Word of God, and you get nuggets that God's given to him. So in the reading, because some of you are wondering, what is happening right now? I thought you were going to preach the word. And I've been amazed down through the years at people who have come to me and have said things like, man, I don't think you really preach the word. Well, if you walk in the Spirit, you better be connected to the word or you're going to get off and everybody else is going to get off. And so in the Old Testament, you know, there was a transition from Elijah to Elisha. I'm amazed how people want to still live in the old covenant when God's given a new covenant. But anyway, while we were back there with Tom Dooley the other day, I just asked the Spirit of the Lord, may I have a double portion of everything that was on, listen, Elijah's life and Elisha's life. No. That's not real weird for you that aren't in him like you ought to be, because you're filled up with things you shouldn't be filled up with. Because you think Tom Cruise, and you think this person, and you think that music group, and you think, I just threw out a name because I'm not in there anymore like I used to be. But some of you that are really into all the latest, you're being filled up with their stuff. I want a double portion of what was on Elijah's life and Elisha's life. I don't have any clue what you're talking about, Pastor. Then you must not be in God's Word. Because there were incredible things that happened when Elijah and Elisha were here. And you can still walk in that. Sorry that there's been ministers that have curbed you. You know, thank God for Tim Tebow. Can you believe that a Buckeye just said that? Tim Tebow believed that he was going to be a quarterback. Not everybody thought that he could be a quarterback. But he was determined. His missionary father also believed that he could be a quarterback, and the rest is history. Let's not talk about the NFL. That's not the bottom line. The bottom line is what he did at the high school level and at the college level, because he wanted something, he believed in something, and he pursued it. You are too. What are you pursuing this morning? Oh, the Holy Spirit's here. No, seriously, really, what are you pursuing? You just found out my heart. I'm going after a double portion of what rested on Elisha and Elijah. I want that on my life. I know the price is high too. I know the price tag is extremely expensive, because you got to say goodbye to certain things. You got to give up certain patterns that you've developed or that you've allowed others to develop in you. For those of you that are wondering, where are we ultimately going to be going? We're going to go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14, and we're going to begin looking at what it takes to walk in revival. We've already looked at the first level. If my people, so we need to stop dinging the world. We need to stop casting at the world, because God's not upset with the world. He'd like for the church to buy into the supernatural. Which are called by my name, and that was a message that's already been preached, should do the following things: humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. I was at Lancaster yesterday morning, first and third Saturday of every month. We'll be there every month on those Saturdays. When I walked on the campus or on that correctional center, I was told that they were having a big event at the chapel. And I said to myself, you know what, since they're doing that, maybe I should just cancel the mentoring thing with these individuals this morning. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, I brought you specifically. Yes, he does speak. The Holy Spirit speaks. Some of you just need to be open to him. In fact, you need to be more open to the Holy Spirit than you are to other voices. And he said, no, you need to do exactly what I've called you to do. So I went up to the chapel after checking in and going through all of the steps to get into the chapel. I met with the chaplain and I said, okay, so here's the situation. This is the day that I'm supposed to meet with two of the inmates. And you guys are having a special program in the chapel. What are your thoughts? He said, what are your thoughts? Have you ever noticed how God turns things back around? So let's just pause right there for a moment. What are your thoughts this morning? The Bible says that he will order your steps. He also says that he will give you the mind of Christ. When you have the mind of Christ, you can't think like other people think. There are individuals in this room this morning, I know by the Spirit of God, who absolutely want to operate with the mind of Christ. I want to invite you to stand. Those individuals who want to operate with the mind of Christ. And let's make a declaration and a decree this morning, okay? I wished I could have been taught some of the things that I now house on the inside many years ago, because I can only imagine where I could have gone in my lifetime if I would have maybe been more open. So let's make a declaration this morning. Father, I thank you that Jesus Christ has made available to me his mindset. I ask that you will give me the mind of Christ so that I will know how to think, how to speak, how to act, how to respond. I ask this in Jesus' name and for your glory. Give God praise. Come on, church. Now, before you're seated, oh, I love the Holy Spirit. Before you're seated, I need for you to go to several people and go, did you know you got your hookup? Meaning the mind of Christ is yours. Go, get moving. And you can't stand still. I got my hookup. Good. And in fact, the more people that you speak with, the greater will be the dimension of the mind of Christ in your life. Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, go to somebody and just let them know. You just received a hookup. You have the mind of Christ. Good. Go to somebody. If nobody comes to you, go to them. Billy, God's given you a hookup. You have the mind of Christ. Joshua, God's given you the mind of Christ. James, you have the mind of Christ. Adam, you've got your hookup. You have the mind of Christ. Miss Diane, you have the mind of Christ. Jared, all the way there in the back, you have the mind of Christ. You've received a hookup this morning. Enjoying the presence of the Lord, and the Holy Spirit is here in a mighty way. I never liked a quiet classroom because I didn't think it was a place to lecture. I thought it was a place to grow. And we're now finding out more and more that's really what's supposed to be happening in education. It's not to be a lecture center. It's to actually be an engagement center. So when God's people are engaged in here, it sets the tone for what you're going to do out there. There are some men in the house this morning. By the way, if you want to know how this fits right into the message, it's real simple. God said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves. It's the most difficult thing to do as a believer. Because we come to Christ and now we got it. And boy, do we strut it. But everything we do is empty. And people are going, wow, you preach a great gospel, but there's no power. Paul said, I don't come to you with great words, but I come with a demonstration. I want to see the demonstration. I love to hear good, solid Bible teaching and preaching. But man, when I see the demonstration of the Holy Spirit, I'm all in. I am all in. Let me break it down to you this way. How many Florida Gators won another season like you had last year, 4-8? I didn't think so. I didn't see one hand go up. All right? And that's not dogging them, but you might go through that once, but you don't want to take that on the second time. Like, I don't mind sitting through one service that's like a little flat and he's not there and nothing's moving. But my goodness, I'm not coming back. I don't need back to back. I don't want back to back. I want the Spirit of the Lord to show up. Like, for example, and I'm not going to go back over the names that have already been spoken, but there's individuals that are going to be able to walk out of here and go, man, the Holy Spirit used Pastor to speak to me, and now I've got a word. Like, I'm on fire. Like, he's going to reward my faithfulness. Like, if I'm all in, God's going to use all of the gifts and the talents that he's put in me. Who knows how far I could go? But to carry a word from the Lord means that you walk in humility. And that's why a lot of times people get real sarcastic on the gifts of the Holy Spirit, because they thought they could carry something without humility. You've received a word from the Lord this morning, but if you don't walk in humility, you will lose everything God gave you this morning. But here's what the devil will teach you. Throw it back on the pastor. Throw it back on the prophetic voice of the Lord. Rather than, wow, I got high and mighty about that. Man, when God gives you a sure and true word, you put that in the cleft of the rock, deep in your spirit, and then you just quietly, humbly go about your business, because the Lord is going to reign. For example, the glitch that was going on, and see, they know, and Robin and I know about the glitch that has taken place this past week in the completion of their home. It is now going to be taken care of, because God will act on your behalf. I said God will act on your behalf. So let me just follow the tracking of the Holy Spirit. Tracking is a big word in education. Sometimes we use it, sometimes we kind of like stay away from it. But you better know how to track the presence of the Lord. Because he's not tracking your steps. He wants you to track his steps. Huge difference. No. That doesn't mean he doesn't leave the 99 and come and get you. But the reason you have to be received again and gotten again is because you weren't following his tracks. It is critically important that you are tracking the steps of the Lord. Amen. See, that one, that's so deep right now that some of you are like, what was that? Ask yourself this question. Am I tracking his steps? Where are you, Lord? What are you doing today, Father? I want to do what you're doing. I want to say what you're saying. I want to be where you want me. He blesses his will, not your will. The Father blesses his will, not your will. Jesus never prayed, my will be done on earth as it is in my heaven. No, he didn't pray it that way. A word from the Lord this morning. Some of you need to go back to the Lord's Prayer and really begin to study it, read it, pray it, and desire God to put it, embed it. Another educational term, embed the Lord's Prayer in your spirit. Embed in you the Lord's Prayer. Example, forgive us our debts as we forgive those that trespass against us. We're talking about humility, young people. We're talking about humility, parents. If there's humility in every marriage, there'll be no more divorces. Amen. Forgive us our debts as we forgive those that trespass against us. Robin and I were going somewhere yesterday, and I could see what was about to happen over here by Hardytown with the flashing light. I could see it. Do I have any seers in here this morning? People that see things before? God wants to release a gift in here to some people who can see before the fact. If you would like to have that realm of walking in the kingdom, I invite you to stand to your feet. I'll get back to the story. I'm all messed up on the inside. I don't know what pastor's doing this morning. Right now we're standing saying, I want to be able to see before the event unfolds. I want to be a seer. Let me help out. Yeah. Let me help out some athletic individuals. Joe Montana was an incredible seer. Does that help you so you don't get real spiritual on me? He was an incredible quarterback that could come up to the line of scrimmage and he could read things before the play was beginning to develop. He could see what the defense was going to do and he adjusted at the line of scrimmage. God's wanting people to learn how to adjust on the fly. You know what kind of people they are? They're humble people. Humble people can make adjustments. It was an adjustment that he made and caught Dwight Clark in the back of the end zone in a very important, critical game. And he was about to get nailed, but he was able to release the... Can you handle that? You know you're just about to get nailed, but you know how to deliver exactly what God wants. Right on point. Come on, church. So what we're doing right here, we're actually saying, I'm standing as a quarterback in the kingdom. I'm standing as a broker on earth in your kingdom here. And I'm asking that you will give me spiritual eyes. The Lord's been showing me something. Not only does he have the ability to actually repair people's eyesight, he also knows how to take the blinders off of spiritual issues to where you can really see the word of the Lord, where you can really receive, whoa, this is God. Look at this. I got it. And people are going, you got what? Man, I can see it. I can see the defense, how it's setting up against me. I see the warfare. Ooh, and I'm ready to get my praise on. Ooh, I'm ready to run to the battle. Ooh, let's go. That's what I'm talking about. When I walked into this auditorium this morning, Bradley had that one worship song on. And I thought, man, he ought to play that all the time and really loud. Because you know what? The enemy tries to beat us down. But now we're standing, correct? We are brokers in the kingdom. We're quarterbacks. We're the ones that God puts the ball in your hand. God puts the situation before you, and he expects for you to carry it out. So let's make a declaration this morning. Shall we do that? Father, I thank you. You have given me the ability to see. And I thank you, as I begin this week, you're going to show me from your viewpoint, from your vantage point, the attacks of the enemy, and to absolutely know how to see and to carry out your plan, your will for my life. Thank you. I am a seer in the kingdom. Give God praise. Hey, if you're a humble person, go mix it up and tell somebody, I see you, or anything else that God gives to you. I see you. Ready? Go. Go tell somebody in the house, I see you. Or you can say to them, nice job right there. I see you. Go to individuals and go, you know what? I declare and decree in agreement with you that you're a seer. Come on now, move. I'm a seer. I can see. There used to be an old song out, I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. That's what I'm talking about, being able to see. Being able to see. Wow, it's incredible what God's doing in this place this morning. It is incredible what God is doing. Let me ask you, this is, by the way, no kidding. There is such a breakout going on in here. Watch this. We're going to find out who's humble and who's proud right now. Is there anybody in here that no one came to you? If you'll raise your hand, either I will, someone will come to you where you'll say, man, nobody even came to me to say that I was a seer. Was there anybody missed? By the way, I saw some people that was missed. You want to just, so we can come to you? That's how important this is, guys. All right. See, this is a different way of delivering everything. And by the way, if it doesn't get delivered today, it's going to get delivered because my son did all the work to make sure everything was up on screen. But we're talking about humility right now. One of the reasons the supernatural doesn't happen in many churches is because we're proud. We're arrogant. I got my Bible and I've got my theology, and the hell with you, you can't budge me. Yes. That is an attitude of the church. And I know that messes you up when I use that word, but I have been in this so long. And remember now, I've been in Bible college. I was at Canadian Bible College. I was at Gold Falls College. I have been in those settings. And some of the most dangerous, treacherous people are those who are hiding in those kind of classrooms. Because they will come out and sabotage the supernatural. I'm glad this is on podcast. I didn't say all. There are many that will come out of those settings and they will sabotage the supernatural. If you have a powerless faith, turn it in and get the real deal. If you're not shaking hell a little bit and you're not seeing breakthroughs in your life, you need to check to see whose team you're really on. Well, the Lord is here. And He's talking to us about the importance as His people that we show that we are the people of God. So, young ladies, the Spirit of the Lord has been speaking to me, and He's inviting you to come out of the world and stop living, acting, and talking like all the other teenage girls. God has destined you and set you apart. Now, it's going to be your choice if you want to hearken to the Word of the Lord or if you want to continue to play with the world. See, I don't think we're... come on, church. I don't think we're really ready for Jesus to really show up in most of our churches. Not really. Not really. Because what are you going to do when God calls you out and goes, I've been telling you it is time for you to step to the next level. In fact, that wasn't just for that chair sitting right there. There are some individuals that God's been speaking to. It's time for you to get to the next level. Come on, church. You know what? This is what I don't like about this ministry. I can't find where He's going. Humble people know exactly where I'm going. People that are walking in humility know that the Lord is here right now and He's asking us to humble ourselves. And then when we get through this level, He's going to invite us to pray. You know, I'm not the brightest bulb, but my understanding would be really, real simple. If I can't humble myself, it's going to affect my prayer life. And if I can't pray, it's because I'm not seeking Him. I'm seeking what I want from Him. I'm just giving you a little background. How does that break down for young people? I really don't want to date you into a permanent relationship. I just want to go out and get what you got. How's that sound to y'all? Now let's go back upstairs. I really don't have a heart for you, God, but I know that you can meet my need. So if you'll just meet my need, I'll get you out of the way. God, I really don't want you to be a starter on my team, but when I am in trouble, I'm going to call you off the bench as a substitute. He already was our substitute. You see how arrogant and proud the church has become? I didn't say forward. I said the body of Christ. God says it's time to humble ourselves. Why? So revival can take place. So revival can take place. So there are some of you, and I'm looking at my notes and going, God, I'm in trouble because none of this that I'm saying right now can be found anywhere in my notes. And on fact of that, it's not even going to be able to be up on the screen right now, except I know that you're speaking to our hearts and you're inviting people to come to another level. Come to another level. There are some men in this house, and they may be men who are already married, and they may be men who are looking forward down the line, for sure, that you want to be this kind of a man. You want to be a man who is filled with integrity, a man that is filled with fidelity, a man who is filled with commitment, a man that will make a great husband and a great father. If you'll stand to your feet, God's going to anchor you in right now. God's going to anchor you in right now. Wow, 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 wow. So let's make a declaration, men of all ages. And you can be a young person. Listen, hold on. Hannah, he does know a little scripture. By golly, maybe he'll get around to the word eventually. I know he's really struggling, but maybe he'll break the word eventually. That's arrogance. That's pride. That's a superior attitude. I've been in God's word all week, prepping for this moment. And obedience is better than sacrifice. So for those that are standing, and even our young ones, are you ready for this? Hannah took Samuel and left him in the temple and dedicated him to the Lord. And she never put her hands back on him. He was the Lord's property. Let's make a declaration, man. Are y'all ready? Because some of you men are going to start moving out in some supernatural things, and it's going to be like, oh my goodness, that Sunday morning was really real. I didn't realize what the Holy Spirit was putting in me when the man of God began to speak over my life. And then I did the craziest thing. I agreed with him and spoke it back. And there's power in agreement. When two will touch on one, it'll be done here as it is there. I'm just trying to get people to walk in agreement. You know who will walk in agreement with you? Those who are humble. You know who will oppose you? Those that are proud and arrogant. That's why sometimes teachers won't go to other classrooms, because they thought they were the only ones that knew everything. Doesn't that sound like a church? That's why some coaches will not go around Billy Donovan or other great coaches, because they already know all the X and O's of basketball. Man, you ought to get right there when Billy Donovan's speaking, and if you're a basketball coach like I used to be, and you get your chair, and he's right there, you're sitting right there, and you're just writing, and you don't even care about anybody else. Because you're hungry, and hungry people are humble people. I said hungry people are humble people. You can tell people that are hungry for God because they're humble. And they will absolutely pull it out of you. So gentlemen, we're standing this morning and we want to be the kind of man God wants us to be. Okay? So the first thing I want you to do, gentlemen, is get a good straight base. Get a nice base. Your base should be just as wide down at the floor as your shoulders. So if you've got nice big shoulders, you just open up that base and you get those feet squared, because the old world wants to knock you out. This world system is set to defeat you. That's why the man of God kept telling us who we were. We're overcomers. That was charted by the Holy Spirit. This is being charted by the Holy Spirit. So let's make this declaration this morning. Are you ready? Father, I thank you. You formed me. You named me. I'm yours. For the rest of my life, I'm a man of destiny. I'm equipped with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You have blessed me in my going out and my coming in. Others will know I'm a man of integrity. I'm a man of fidelity. I'm God's man for this hour. Come on, everybody, give these men praise. Give them a big shout out. Yep. I did say give these men some praise. Ah, you can't sit down, gentlemen. Get back up, men. Let me say that again. Give these men some praise. There are, yep. Yep. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me this week. It's not the only reason, but it's one of the reasons that many men go to bars, because they've been beat down and they're broken and they're devastated and they've got pieces all over the place and they just want to go find a stool to be able to comrade with somebody. Somebody be able to listen to their heart that's been shattered. When men get built up, when men get encouraged, when men get a little bit of praise, you'll be amazed what a man will do. I didn't say a wimp. I said a man. You'll be amazed at what a man will do. Come on. Now give God praise in this place. Come on. Come on. Man, you can't sit down. How could you be tired? I'm standing up here and I'm not a bit tired. Look this way. The Spirit of the Lord, as we were praising Him, told me to tell you this. But you've got to receive it. Because let's just pretend for a moment. And I'm getting a check in my spirit right now by the Lord, because it's actually real. I really did ask for a double portion of Elijah and Elisha on my life. But let's just hypothetically say maybe, maybe not. And let's play the maybe card. What if you really line in and walk in agreement with what we're about to declare over our lives. Do you understand how different your life is going to be because somebody took the time to speak over your life as you stand in humility and go, this is who I am in Christ. Amen. You are mighty men of valor. Here's what the Holy Spirit said to have me tell you. Y'all ready? He said, you tell these men, there will be no weapon that will be formed against them that will ever prosper. Thus saith the Spirit of the Lord. Men, that ought to cause you to go, come on, let's get this thing up in here and go. Let's go. That's what he's talking about. Look, turn around, men, and see the other men, and go greet these men and declare something over their lives. Get going. Come on. Come on, men. Move. You got to get to each other. Come on, men. Yep. Breaking down pride. Breaking down all the things that hold back the kingdom from advancing in our lives. That's it. Come on, men. Father, we thank you this morning. Father, we thank you this morning. Father, we thank you in this place this morning. Father, we thank you that we are right now deposited so deep in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. We are your men. We are your ladies that have been called out by your name. And we are actually experiencing what it feels like and what it's like to go through the process of humbling ourselves and being humble in the presence of the Lord. And then to see you building us up, establishing us in the faith. And God's people said, amen. Amen. What else, Holy Spirit? I know you're sitting there, man, this is freaky. Well, I invite you back to your old dry bars of the past. And I'm not talking about the bars of the church. I wouldn't set a moment in any service where the Spirit of the Lord is not present. Yeah. Never. Ever. I used to tell the athletes when I worked at the high school, I said, no 2 days are alike and no 2 practices are alike. And you better be ready when you come in this gym to expect the unexpected. Because if you want to have athletes that are finely tuned, they've got to know that there's unexpected things that's going to face them in the real world, and it's going to be unexpected things on a basketball court, in a swimming pool, wherever they might be. They've got to be ready for the unexpected. So you came in here this morning expecting not this, but just a simple message from God's word. I want you to know that we're living in an hour where God is coming with unexpected things to deliver great things into our lives. Are you ready? Are you ready? Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is for the ladies in the house and young ladies in the house. And I'm starting to already see the connection between a godly man and a godly woman. There are women in this house who have been standing and praying for breakthroughs, and they haven't happened. One of the reasons is because of alignment and agreement, and then sometimes because there's not a man who will be the kind of man that we've already declared and decreed who will protect that future breakthrough. There's a reason why God puts a man and a woman together. There's a reason why God puts a couple together. There's a reason why God said that there should be the way that it is in the Word, in our homes, in our lives. So this is for all the ladies this morning. You've been standing on breakthroughs, believing God for personal breakthroughs, physical breakthroughs, job breakthroughs, your children. Oh, how you carry your children's desires, and you carry such a desire of the kingdom for your children and your grandchildren. And it's like they just can't seem to get it. They still haven't wrapped their minds around it, and their hearts are still deep in the things of the world. But this day, the Spirit of the Lord gave to me these words. Tell these ladies, breakthrough is on the way. Women, stand up. Glory. All the ladies, stand up. Woo. Yeah, look at the women. Remain standing, if you will, men. I need for you to turn around and look at all the ladies. And you may do so, and you're okay. Just take a look. And this is what the Spirit of the Lord is showing me. Jesus had more success with women in his public ministry than men because they were willing to humble themselves quicker than the men. Men are hard-headed, they're stubborn at times, and they just get so full of themselves. How dare you tell me, this is for all my Bible scholars, did you tell me, a fisherman, to cast my net on the other side? Look here, you little carpenter, don't you tell me I'm a professional fisherman. That would be Peter. He did it. But there's always kickback and feedback in most men. Oh, Rashita, I just need to get them. Most men give God kickback and feedback. But when a woman begins to walk into the presence of God, man, they just humble themselves and they just begin to go, whoo, whatever you say, King, whatever you say, Jesus. So men, take notice of women who know how to humble themselves in the presence of the Lord. All right, ladies. The prophetic word was already stated, but now let's make a declaration. Are you ready? Father, I thank you. All the breakthroughs that you have promised me and will future promise me, I receive now. I'm a woman with incredible potential. I'm going to do great things for the Lord. I am confident of this one thing, that he who began a good work in me and all my loved ones, he will prevail. Come on. No, my. He will prevail. Come on, ladies. He will prevail. Now give God praise. Come on, men. Join them. Come on, men. Join the ladies. I was going to jump, but I better do it this way. Stay standing, ladies. Man, I love the presence of the Lord. Why is this different this morning, Pastor? Well, maybe he's finally getting through to me, too. To where it's not always just preaching the word and going, how was it? Systematically, was it good? How was it? Did I do the hermeneutics right with all of the structure? How is Dr. McGraw happy? Is Dr. Sovine happy? What about Canadian Bible College? Are they thrilled with my manuscript? God is done with man pleasers. He's hungry for God pleasers. This is for you, ladies. Man, Holy Spirit, you just got to know, let me know when we're done here. Ladies, the Spirit of the Lord gave this to me for you. Never again will your heart be broken by your children. They will not go out and stay out. They may sniff a little bit the things of the world, but never again will you have to go get them in a foreign land, in a foreign country, speaking of the world, because they will come home by the way of the cross. Your children, your grandchildren. And as you're seated, Miss Eloise, if you'll remain standing, please. See how God goes from general to specific? Miss Eloise, just remain standing. Whew. I hope you all are ready to pray for the sick in just a moment. Now you're going, oh my God. Oh my God, what's he doing? He's really nuts. Well, if you've been here Wednesday night, I almost did something silly this morning. The man of God spoke Wednesday night. That wouldn't be me. The man of God spoke Wednesday night and said that it's not time for us to be normal. It's time for us to be weird. Yeah. And let me break that down a little bit. Normal for the kingdom, but weird to the world. And really sometimes weird to the church-going people who just methodically do it week after week after week. And I'm going, my God, aren't they getting tired of dry grain? Like, oh, Jesus. I used to drive from Franklin, North Carolina to Atlanta, Georgia on Sunday nights so I could sit under the sound of Dr. Paul Walker at Mount Perrin Church of God. I drove that distance on Sunday nights just so I could be. He didn't know me. I sat up in a balcony, but I wanted to be under the sound of the gospel, and I wanted to see the supernatural, and I knew that that man was a man who had something from above. That's what I'm talking about. Miss Eloise, the Spirit of the Lord, that would be the Holy Spirit, gave this to me while all the ladies were standing with you. This is a specific word for you. Not one of your children, not one of your grandchildren will be lost. You will not lose one. Not one will be separated from you in eternity. Every one of them is marked with the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we love you this morning, and we thank you for these moments under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We thank you. What's next, Holy Spirit? What's next, Holy Spirit? In a few moments, you're going to pray for the sick. If there's anyone that's sick in this place, you're going to do it. See, years and years ago, I grew up in Ohio in a very Roman Catholic community. Like, the Roman Catholic Church was bigger than any church in this area. Okay, like, you know, down south, the Southern Baptists and all of that, and their big churches. They had cathedrals in one of the communities where my dad served. This is not a kickoff on them. But years and years ago, in the Roman Catholic Church, only the priest had the Bible. Only the priest would read God's Word. But then eventually it was opened up to where all of, watch this, going to kind of catch you now, all the saints that came to Christ in the Catholic Church. There are saints who are a part of the Roman Catholic Church who have come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord. But we've done something kind of crazy too in the body of Christ. We hold back those who can pray for the sick as well as we can. The anointing that is in this house and the anointing that rests upon my life because of the generations, by the way, not only was my father a pastor, but my aunts were in the Methodist Conference. Oh, back when there was fire in the Methodist Conference. And they used to, if you're bored, enjoy the other kingdom. They would ride from city to city in Indiana on horseback with the power of the Lord when it wasn't popular for women to minister the gospel. So I'm talking about a heritage. I'm talking about a humble means of passage that God's provided in my life. And I'm saying to you this morning, the anointing, thank you, God, because I thought I almost got lost on this. The anointing that rests upon my life, upon my wife, upon my children, upon my grandchildren, it's in this house and it's available to you. You can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Why it's so important to associate with those who walk in the kingdom. Let me break that down for you. This is going to really freak you guys out. I know we're close to the end because the Holy Spirit let me know. Because he's such a gentleman that he knows that we're time conscious. He's not. I'm talking about being hooked up with people who carry the anointing. When I was a teenager, for some of you that are teenagers, you're going, my God, that must have been back like hundreds of years ago. We knew at Tiffin Columbian, by the way, Tiffin Columbian produced Chuck Heater. Chuck Heater was with Urban Meyer on his staff right over here. in Gainesville. Great athletes out of that high school. But in high school, we all knew how to get our hookups. We knew where the alcohol was. Y'all want me to come over here on your side and talk to you a little bit? We knew where the drugs were, which wasn't as great as it is now. And we knew the guys that would sleep around with the right girls, and we also knew the girls that were available. And it wasn't hard to hook up with them. And see, back in our day, you could do some of that freaky free stuff because we didn't have all the STDs and all the stuff you guys are dealing with. And then there were some guys, if a girl got pregnant, he actually stayed with you. Now, if y'all get pregnant, adios. Just a little real preaching right here. It's a little real kind of educational stuff. So when you heard me say you want to be around people who carry the anointing, I just used a flip manual. When I was in the world, I knew exactly where to go to get what I wanted on the weekend. Why do you think it's weird to hear someone say, be around people who carry the anointing? Just because somebody preaches the gospel, if there's no anointing on their life, what are you doing? You are going to be firing blanks. I don't want any blanks in this house. I want you to walk out of here going, I don't know what all happened, but it was definitely different than what I'm used to. And man, like I think like God might be all over this place. Like God's calling some of you out big time. I think there's two things that are left. And then we'll close. Bradley, I am going to actually, with God's permission, we are going to preach that message on steps to revival, but I think this precedes everything, so we'll actually use everything you've got up on the screen. We're talking about steps to revival, and here's what it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, that would be all of us, which are called by my name, that would be his name, will humble themselves, and that's all that we've looked at today. I want to read a quote before we begin to pray for people that are sick. We're not going to invite you to come up here. We're going to invite people to pray for people. But I don't want you to do anything freaky or weird because I'm the shepherd of the house. Watch what I've done, model some things that I've showed and shared and taught. But if God gives you a definite, make sure it's God. Like, I think I should just kick you. Boom, and you're going to be made. Don't do that. Don't do that silly stuff. Okay, because I might come. But I want you to just pray for the sick. Okay? You want to be in a safe house. You want to be in a place where it's modeled and it's biblical and it's authentic and it's genuine. Like, don't do anything in here you wouldn't do out at Walmart. Someone stopped me the other day. And Josh, you were with me, so you can verify. And they stopped and said, hey, coach, will you... Coach, will you pray for so-and-so? I said, sure. And I no more finished than the truck driver that was standing beside the individual said, I'm getting ready to go out on a long trip. Will you pray for me? We're right there in Walmart in front of all of the rows of cashiers. I didn't do anything stupid, and I didn't start praying out in the spirit. I just quietly, because I don't draw attention to myself. I just quietly took the opportunity to pray with them. But in my prayer closet, I'll turn my prayer language loose. Because he doesn't get freaked out. You might get freaked out. Because I do crazy things when I'm praying in the Spirit. I do crazy things when I'm praying in the Spirit. Like, I really get into praying in the Spirit. And that's in God's Word. Like, I really, like, you don't know. You can talk to Tom Hammonds. He'll tell you. We have done some crazy things together praying in the Spirit. So we wait upon you for just a moment. Here we go. Thank you, Holy Spirit. How many know he's the teacher? If we would invite the Holy Spirit back into our classrooms, we could see classroom management change. And he would show us creative ways to help kids who are level one students come up. He's waiting for an invitation from teachers. Because teachers think that they're the cat's meow. Principals think they're the cat's meow. I've got the latest and the greatest. It would be better to humble myself and say, Lord, I have no clue in year two what you want to do at Hilltop and Summit, but I wait upon you. You show me what you want. I'll carry it out. The Holy Spirit is available. Let me read this quote And then we're going to pray for those that need prayer this morning. And then I think there's one other thing the Spirit of the Lord wants to do. And can we close with War Cry? I mean, I feel like fighting for some reason. I don't mean with any of you. That War Cry song? Yeah, over there somewhere. With what you have been in this morning, you got to be real serious about this. Because when Elijah got word that Ahab was coming, man, he turned his little booty and he took off running, going, "Oh, she's coming to get me." How quickly you can shift from the fire coming down to someone saying they're going to do something, and off you go to a cave. So you better be ready for a fight. You better be ready to go, you know what? That might be the real person up there trying to get us some information of what it's going to take to live at a higher level. Here's the quote, so that this will help you as you pray for others this morning. Humility does not mean thinking less of yourself than others, nor does it mean having a low opinion of your own gifts. It means freedom from thinking about yourself. So what does that mean? That means this. When the Lord first started opening up these channels to me, I got nervous. Because I was a teacher at the middle school and then switched to the high school. And I was a coach. And now I've got people asking me to pray with them. And I kept saying, "I'm so self-conscious." And the Lord said, "No, you're not. You're proud. You're not self-conscious. You're proud. You're proud. You're thinking about what they're going to say about you instead of praying for the person. You're wondering what they're going to say when they find out that you were praying for them." And then another thing I would use was, "But Lord, I don't always measure up, because some of these individuals know how I can be on a basketball court, and the kids know what I'm like in the locker room. Now they're going to make fun of me because sometimes I say stupid things, things I shouldn't say." Like one time when Mr. Hastings was my principal at the high school, I was going crazy off in the locker room. And he came down during halftime. He opened up the door and he looked in. He walked right back out and shut the door like, "Oh, get out of there." Like, whoa. But he didn't come to me and go, "Man, you need to tone it down." Because he knew what I was doing and with what I was bringing, it was for the betterment of those kids. But we can get so self-image conscious. Come on, church, we're about to pray for the sick in here. If there are those that need prayer, we're going to go to them. And you're just going to pray for those. And it may not just be for those. If there's anyone that has a need, I'm obeying the Lord this morning and quite nervous, to be honest with you. Comfortable but nervous. Because I'm thinking to myself, Lord, as I say this, what happens if everybody just sits there and looks at me? And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me when I was, because you all know we can run on multiple tracks. He said, "Then just tell them that they're still proud." Humble people just pray. Humble people pray for people. Humble people go, "What's your need? Hey, let me just, a word of encouragement." Some of you, thank you, Holy Spirit, some of you are going to walk around and just encourage somebody. Like, for example, I want to tell you how much I appreciate, this is authentic, this is real. I always look every Sunday to make sure you're here. And you drive all the way from High Springs to be here. Let me tell you something real quick. When I was a student at Tocoa Falls College, I would get off of work at 7 o'clock in the morning on Sunday mornings. I would drive an hour one way to Franklin, North Carolina to preach in a place called Sloan's Chapel. I got off work at 7. I went home, changed, showered, all that stuff, and went up there to a little chapel and preached. And I would drive back home and go to bed and get up and go to work on Sunday night. Get off work Monday morning at 7 and go to Tocoa Falls College for my first period class at 8 o'clock. So I honor people who make the effort to be here and they're driving. I honor you right now. I honor you.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Forward Church Online. We hope this has been a blessing in your life and that you'll share this and other great resources with your friends. We want to invite you to explore our webpage at www.myforwardchurch.org. There, you'll find online giving, church events, and so much more. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, as there's always something happening around Forward Church. If you're ever in our area, we'd like to extend an invitation to come be a part of one of our live worship experiences. Thanks again for listening to the Forward Church Online Podcast. Have a great week.